Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
When you want to learn the mysteries of how things work, weather, the planets, the whole universe, tune into the show. It's really effective. Watch Richard Haney, Science Detective.
I just really want this to be our theme song. Is that weird?
Oh, I'm sure he'd sell it to you.
What do you think? How much do you think he wants for it?
A ham sandwich. I'll take it.
You guys said we did it for the show.
It's
Richard Haney, Science Detective.
Is that his wife
Get
doing background
wife
vocals?
Get the wife involved, exactly.
Is that Mrs. Haney doing the background vocals? Because she's fantastic.
The Ballad of Richard Haney and Yoko. Hey, what's going on here?
You guys said...
How is Falcon's band doing?
Yeah, I don't
They should just call the band Falcon, by the way. That's a good, strong rock name.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
Tonight, one show only, Falcon.
Falcon, their first, last, and only performance of all time.
I mean, Falcon's got to be, what, 20 years old now?
Yeah, how long ago did Balloon Boy happen?
Well over 10 years.
Like 15 years, right?
Hell, he might be...
America was worried he might sick be that 30. That kid was floating around in a balloon, and he was in the attic the whole time. And then when they went on TV...
His dad knew.
Well, yeah, no, the dad was behind it. Yeah, it was... The whole thing was a...
No, there was a setup.
Yeah, this was...
And Falcon was really in the garage this whole time. I don't know if Falcon can hear me, but was he... Because I know at some point he fell asleep in that garage, but he was hiding out because he thought you were going to punish him for something that happened earlier in the day. Did he hear anything? Did he hear you screaming out, Falcon, Falcon?
He's asking, Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said... we did this for the show.
Oh, brother!
No.
No, we didn't.
The look on his idiot dad's face when he realizes our entire plan.
You don't let the kid talk.
The entire plan is out the window.
Ugh.
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
Oh,
we can't let it go.
We're not going to let it go. No, I'll never forget that Balloon Boy. Because let me tell you something. That Balloon Boy story. The last time any of us were all on the same page about something.
Yeah. We all believed in
as
something.
As one. Okay, I guess it's 9 years ago. It happened in October. October of 2009 was when Balloon Boy happened.
Well. Get ready for the big celebration next year.
Welcome, everybody, to...
You would think that Richard Haney is going to have, like, the commemorative plates for next year, right?
Happy birthday!
Get my Balloon Boy commemorative balloon set. Yeah, he'll have something for sale, right? It doesn't make sense that he wouldn't. We do have a little bit of... oh, gosh, I don't even know how to get started on the show today. We do have a little bit of breaking news, Darren. And, you know, it's always sad when we have to report something like that. That's why we always do it with the utmost of dignity. It's,
Boom, 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 boom
He's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Stan Lee is dead at the age of 95. Guy behind characters like Spider-Man and Thor, and well, I guess he did.
His reign
Thor,
of terror is over.
Iron Man, Fantastic Four, legendary writer, editor, and publisher of Marvel Comics. Stan Lee, dead at the age of 95.
Now, how does this affect the Joe Perry Project?
What's the Joe Perry Project?
Well, I heard
because we almost lost Joe Perry over the weekend.
So I guess that's what I was prepared for.
Was it Joe Perry was dead?
I thought you were going to tell me that Joe Perry was dead, and my question was going to be, how does that affect the Joe Perry project? But being that it's Stan Lee that's dead, probably not as much.
I have a lot of questions about Joe Perry, because...
Well, he's a tiny man.
He is.
Diminutive guitar slinger.
He was performing over the weekend with Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden.
And collapsed, and it's not the first time this has happened.
Joe Perry taken to hospital on Saturday night after a performance with Billy Joel. They did Walk This Way.
Okay. You're almost a woman, you know, to me.
Can I be Joe Perry and you be Billy Joel? Can we just workshop this?
Uh-huh.
I want you to ask me to do Walk This Way.
Hey, Joe, could we do maybe Walk This Way?
I don't know, man. I got a lot of other songs. You know, everybody wants to do that one. Can we do like we cry? How about we do Crying?
We could do one of my songs, you bitch.
Why does everybody want to do Walk This Way? You know, we wrote a lot of songs. I submitted it for your approval.
Nothing from Pump, really?
How about something from Honkin' on Bobo?
How about some Seasons of Wither? Could we do that one?
Perry is 68 years old, suffered from shortness of breath. He was treated backstage by paramedics who gave him oxygen and had to use a tracheal tube to clear his airway.
Yeah.
That's serious. When you're cutting holes in your throat to keep you alive, that's not nothing.
Well, did they cut a hole in his trachea, or did they jam a tube down his throat?
Oh, is that what they did then?
I think.
Oh, that makes a little bit more sense, but
I think it could be that nutty little mustache that he's got. He needs to lose that. He is in trouble. He is tempting faith with that crazy little mustache.
He also collapsed 2 years ago during a show with the Hollywood Vampires.
I know.
A group that includes Alice Cooper and Johnny Depp. He's supposed to start a tour of 10 dates later this month. I don't see that happening, Joe. You know, maybe 68 years old is a good age to go,
I'll do something else.
I did a lot of the rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
I made a lot of money.
Yeah.
I
got to travel a lot of places.
I should have been dead 15 times over.
And there's nothing wrong with being a greeter.
Cool would that be? Joe Perry's there at the Walmart.
Passing out little stickers to kids.
Hey,
there you go.
Excuse me, where's the automotive department?
Walk this way.
He can't get away from
it. No, I can't. Even here.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
But the world reacts to the loss of Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
95 years old. Started his career in 1939.
Now, did he almost get snagged in that Me Too movement?
Yeah, there was talk of him maybe
being a little George Bushy.
Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah.
Hey, what about a little something for the George Bushy?
In the early 60s, he was asked to come up with a team of superheroes to compete against the Justice League. And so he came up with...
Yeah, we can do that.
Came up with the Fantastic Four, and then Spider-Man, the Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, X-Men, Daredevils.
How old is Spider-Man?
What, like 61, 62? Okay. When did Spider-Man come out? Yeah, so he's dead, 95 years old.
He seems like the sort of guy that maybe didn't leave anybody anything.
Yeah, I think towards the end, things got a little weird with his family, and there was some... I mean, I'm sure everything's okay, but it's none of my business.
You get zilch. It's none of my business, but I can... You just seem like the sort of guy... You get nothing.
I mean, Marvel Comics was sold to Disney right around the time Richard Haney, science detective, was faking his kid getting abducted by giant balloons for $4 billion.
I left my money. I left all my money to actual spiders. What do you think of that? Take that.
They did more for me than you lot.
Yeah.
Wasn't for spiders, you wouldn't have a shirt on your back.
Show me the inspiration that you ever provided.
I, Stan Lee, being of sound mind and body, hereby bequeath all my worldly possessions.
See that terrarium over there?
To spiders. They're the only ones who understood
that ever understood me.
They're the only ones who would listen to me. And so...
Oh, and believe me, I would go on and on and on.
Excelsior, spiders. Well, you know, our thoughts go out to Stan Lee's family.
Certainly.
That's
we hope you get your fair share.
That's tragic. That's just tragic. Sports director at one of the TV stations in Las Vegas is in a little bit of trouble.
Uh-huh.
So imagine if you're the local sports guy.
Yeah, main guy or weekend guy?
He's the sports director, of the NBC affiliate in Vegas.
Nice job.
And look, when you're on television, people know who you are when you're places, right? Like, if you're the sports guy on the NBC channel in Vegas, I imagine every time you leave the house,
some people are going to know you.
People know who you are to some a degree. People. Not everyone.
Some people.
But enough people that you would think that you would kind of be on your best behavior.
Well, you should, I guess, be aware of it. But then again, if you always have to be aware of it, you could have lapses, I guess.
And the whole what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, that doesn't work for people who live in Vegas.
No, that doesn't apply to them.
It does stay there.
Yes, it does.
With you.
Yes.
Again, the sports director of the NBC affiliate there in Vegas accused of masturbating at a bar slot machine at 8:30 in the morning. He said he was simply scratching a bad rash. Mm. Worker
that I got from a slot machine.
Worker told responding officers,
"There's more cameras in a casino than a bank."
Yes. It's a very weird place to do it. It's a very weird place to do it. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You'd be much better off going out to the desert.
Movie theater.
Yes.
I mean, and even a movie theater, you can get nabbed. God bless Fred Willard.
You could do it at a Build-A-Bear workshop and have less of a hard time than in a casino.
Yeah, you wouldn't think a casino's a good idea.
Worker told responding officers they noticed him behaving strangely, including walking to the bathroom with
strangely or naturally,
with his penis outside of his pants. 50-year-old Randall William Howe, who goes by Randy Howe on the air. Randy Howe, how Randy are you?
Uh-huh.
He writes itself.
Pretty Randy.
You know how Randy I am? I'm jerking off at 8:30 in the morning in front of a slot machine.
And I haven't won a dime.
I don't even put money in it.
I'm not even playing.
I'm yelling jackpot. You know what? You know what that's about? He's been working there since 2008. Arrested Tuesday morning at a Las Vegas bar, charged with one count each of indecent exposure and open and gross lewdness.
Boy, that had to make somebody's day.
Somebody at the NBC affiliate?
Exactly.
Not a fan of this guy?
Yes. Or someone at the ABC affiliate or the CBS affiliate or the Fox affiliate. But probably mostly at the NBC affiliate.
Terry, call me as soon as you get this. You're not going to believe what happened.
Please call me. This could be the greatest day ever.
Randy Howe, finally happened. I'm reading here from
I'm glad you stayed alive long enough to see this.
Reading here from a police report in the Las Vegas Sun. A worker told responding officers they noticed the patron display strange behavior, which included walking to the bathroom with his penis outside his pants. Surveillance video reviewed by the police showed the patron unzip his pants and fondle himself. Howe insisted he was not masturbating, saying he had a severe rash and was scratching himself. He said he probably shouldn't have been scratching himself at the bar and that was a bad decision. Yeah. By the way, he was not served any alcohol when he was at the bar, only energy drinks.
Ooh.
I'm really going to get up for this. Give me a Red Bull, and everybody look the other way for a couple of minutes.
And some calamine lotion.
Las Vegas officers were alerted at 9:17 a.m. about the lewd behavior.
Get in. But when you say alerted, mm-hmm. it's not the same thing as a real emergency. It would be like 9:17. Guys, get on over there. We got a weirdo.
I bet they have like a code.
Yeah.
Like a 328 is guy beating it jackpot machine.
You're going to want to snag him. But
by the way, did I just call the slot machine a jackpot machine? Shows my
jackpot wide.
Shows my optimism. I want a winner. Give him half a chance. Satan's sinners love to fill their pants with loot from Uncle Sammy's treasure chest if you work hard. They called him at 9:17, although the caller said that the behavior had been going on since 8:30. Hmm. So, like, the first 45 minutes, they're like, no reason to get the cops involved.
We'll give him 45 minutes.
And then it was like, all right. Employees said that Howe visited the bar several times before, adding it wasn't the first time they'd seen him masturbate there. That's what he does. You're on the news, man. You're the news guy. You're the news director, sports director on the NBC affiliate in Vegas. Well, the bar didn't report the first time he was caught doing it because they hoped it was an isolated incident.
So you get one, huh?
It's like Spider-Man used to say. Everybody gets one.
They didn't know he was a local.
Rest in peace, Stan Lee. KSNV is a Sinclair television station, and we don't know if he's still employed there. They say they're concerned about the seriousness of the charges. That's the thing, too. Like, if you lose your job, I have to assume, being the sports director in a town like Vegas, you probably make some pretty decent money.
I would think so.
How do you get a job after this?
Different job. I'm working with Joe Perry. Hey, Joe, do you think I got a chance to work in the register? Dream on.
Let's talk about the top five things, shall we?
The Dave and Darren top five
Every
things.
Every time that I look in the mirror, okay,
is
put that
brought
away.
To you by the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear presents Frightmare Before Christmas. You're not going to want to miss it, and it's going to go quick. It's two nights only, Friday, December 7th, and Saturday, December 8th, from 7 till midnight. Tickets are $15. VIP tickets are $20. You can save yourself $3 by bringing a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Tickets are limited, so get those in advance if you'd like, online at QCFactoryFear.com. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quad City's only Christmas-themed haunted attraction. They're located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including Twitch Claws. Twitch! Zombie Santa, the Grinch Man.
What do you think Twitch is doing nowadays?
I don't know. And working with Joe Perry. And Krampus.
So what everyone happens to everybody at the end? We all end up doing a gig with Joe Perry?
This is not your shopping mall Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, presents Frightmare Before Christmas, two nights only, December 7th and 8th, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Enter if you dare.
You know who would be good for the Frightmare Before Christmas? If there was a room where it was just Steven Tyler just hanging out.
Yeah. Not even, well, made up the way he's made up.
Just regular Steven Tyler.
If you'd like to reach out to us, use the text line at 470-23-NACHO, and the podcast, as it always is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. But also, how about their grilled Italian? Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle at Capriati's. Mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub and only pay for the price of a small one.
All right, number one.
Number one.
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 Number one.
Twitch! You think Twitch is still working in radio somewhere?
Probably.
You think?
Probably.
I wonder. Number one, Pabst is suing Miller Coors. Pabst Brewing Company and Miller Coors going to trial. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Screw Heineken.
I don't want a Heineken. Let's go for a ride. Pabst is saying that Miller Coors wants to put them out of business by ending a long-standing partnership through which they brew all of Pabst's beers.
That's maybe not the best idea.
Yeah, if Miller Coors brews all your beer and they don't want to brew
your beer anymore. And they have the quality control.
Right?
Why is it tasting this way?
That's the
way you said you wanted
it. Why does all the PBR taste like Coors Light? What's going on here? They're saying that the lawyers for Pabst are arguing that their very existence relies on this partnership they have with Miller Coors, which produces, packages, and ships all of its products. Old Milwaukee, Pabst Blue Ribbon,
it all.
Lone Star, and something called Natty Bow? Natty Bow? What's Natty Bow? Is it?
I don't know that one.
Like Natural Bohemian? Is that what that's supposed to be? I'm intrigued. The people at Miller Coors go, look, we're not obligated to keep making beer for you. We had a deal, and the deal's coming to an end, and then maybe that means you're coming to an end.
Okay.
Unless you want to go ahead and, you know,
start making
your own beer. The trial will happen in Milwaukee County. Of course it will. gets underway today, and it's scheduled to go until the end of the month. Pabst attorneys say MillerCoors is lying about their brewing capacity to break away from Pabst and then capture its share of the cheap beer market by disrupting Pabst's ability to compete.
Cheap beer market?
PBR.
Why are you...
MillerCoors keeps trying to have the lawsuit dismissed. Pabst says they have stunning documents obtained from MillerCoors that show it went as far as hiring a consultant to figure out a way to get rid of Pabst Brewing altogether.
We like to call it the reasonably priced market.
There's an agreement from 1999 between MillerCoors and Pabst. Pabst Brewing, by the way, founded in Milwaukee in 1844. Their headquarters now are in L.A., but this deal with MillerCoors is done in 2020. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. If you like PBR, I guess stock up or, you know, wait for MillerCoors to come
up. Don't stock up too much.
Well, no, it's not a beer that keeps.
Forever.
And nobody that I know sellers PBR.
Two.
Although, you know, do what you want. God bless. New results show what the fastest growing religion is in these United States. What religion do you think is
fastest growing?
One in four Americans now belong to this religion.
One in four.
Mm-hmm.
One in four.
The fastest growing religion is none.
None.
Not the. Well,
that doesn't really count as a religion.
Not the beautiful women in habits who do good work for the Lord. One in four Americans now belong to no religion. They write down none at all. That is one in four Americans. There are now 56 million Americans who declare themselves unaffiliated with any organized religion, and there are more and more of us each and every day.
You would think.
Mm-hmm. Biggest religion, at least when you're answering out forms, is none.
I remember as a kid, I was a relatively decent sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I would take a look at things.
Yeah.
And I would take a look at your professional football rosters and everything and figure out, oh, where did so-and-so go to college?
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I remember thinking that a lot of the kickers, you would see it's like, oh, you know, there are a lot of linebackers from Penn State.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I remember thinking a lot of kickers went to this college called Nunn. where exactly is none?
Because that's what it said on the back of the football card.
Well, yeah, it's because they were basically football players down in Venezuela. You're Rafael Septian and Garo and some of these guys didn't go to school.
Uh-huh.
They were developed their kicking.
Well, let me ask
prowess
you this.
Elsewhere.
Let me ask you this. What are the Bears going to do for a place kicker? Did you watch any of that game yesterday?
Go for two.
Is that just that's it from now
just
on?
Go for two.
Why wouldn't you? Another fun game, but it should have been a lot more fun.
I didn't see a lot of the game. I didn't see the guy miss any of them. But apparently he hit the goalpost four times.
Four times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he trying to?
That was what the joke was. It was like you couldn't do that if you tried. It almost looked like he was trying.
Speaking of which, I've still got one game left. A complete bloodbath this week. I mean, of course this is the week I take the Patriots.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
If I hadn't taken that Saints game, I tumbled like from third.
Uh-huh. Third place overall?
To 32nd.
Wow.
So,
but that's still pretty good.
I was in the top 10.
It's too early to be that high, Darren. Have you learned nothing?
Yes.
Do you want to do number three, or should we read some announcements?
I should mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new location, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport, home of the new Wow Factor. They have their massive diamond sale going on right now. Everything in the store is on sale and up to 50% off in the entire month of November, so get there. And while you're there, make sure you get in on the contest. You can win a free diamond and gold necklace valued at $599. All you have to do is guess the number of diamond-shaped crystals in their diamond jar to win. Winners are going to be announced on Facebook on December 2nd. And also, don't miss the Small Business Saturday, which is coming up on November 24th, and Christmas in the Village, November 30th through the 1st. During those two weekends, you're going to be able to get a free gift with a purchase, and they will be providing refreshments at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They are locally owned and operated. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio. We appreciate when you do that. I was talking to the girls the other day. Someone came in, mentioned Nacho Radio, and they're this close to getting an engagement ring.
Well, so make it happen.
Make it happen. Yeah. Mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a free gem and jewelry cleaner with a purchase at Mary's. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the text line 470-23-NACHO, and the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And the other store that James has is at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget the gift cards. Now that the holiday season is upon us, Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three on the top five things.
Number three.
You know, more and more people are eating at home. And it's not that they're cooking at home, although what a lot of people will do is order out and then bring the food home with them.
I don't do a lot of that.
Well, I mean, like, I more often than not, when I get Capriati's, I bring it home. Yeah, I don't eat it there.
Yeah, okay.
In part because the sandwiches are so big, I can't finish them there.
Okay, so I do some of that, yes.
Right?
I will get something and bring it home, yes.
Right. Like, if it's my turn to take care of dinner, sometimes I'll just call a restaurant and get the stuff and then bring it home. I don't know if I want to get into that story. I tried one of these home delivery services.
Yes.
It didn't go well.
They screwed it up?
Basically,
what, or did they want to charge you an arm and a leg?
It was like $20 delivery fee.
No.
And then they emailed me like halfway through the order to say, right, the restaurant says they don't have half the stuff that you wanted. It was not the best. Okay. I haven't had the best luck with that. I won't mention which service I tried to use. It didn't go well for me. So it's a matter of I make the call and I get it.
I'm comfortable with someone bringing me a pizza, and that's about it.
Yeah, you're paying what are you tipping, like $4, $5?
Okay.
Not 20.
Well, no, not 20.
You see what I'm saying?
No, if it's a $20 pizza, then you're giving them like $3 or $4.
Exactly.
After I mention I have a coupon, I might not actually have.
It shouldn't be cheaper for me to get a ride to the airport than for somebody to bring me food.
No, you could actually go ahead and get a car and go get the food and bring it back.
Well, that's what I've done, actually. I went to the trouble of buying a car, and then I used it to go get food.
Oh,
that's okay. The steps that I take. To make sure.
Or I was going to say you could even just have an Uber driver take you to a restaurant and bring you home.
And
that might still be cheaper.
I didn't use Uber Eats. I used another one of these services. And then they didn't want to refund my money.
So you're done. You're done with
whole,
it.
They didn't want to refund my money. It was food for me, my wife, the boy, and the mother-in-law. And it was like just little things. And it was like they wanted $80-some.
Yeah, so you're done doing this.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. Yeah. But more and more restaurants are getting into the idea of food to go.
Well, they don't have their own delivery drivers.
Right.
It's like, okay, then this person can do that for us.
See, I have this theory that we're going to, everything's cyclical, and about 10 years from now, we're going to be talking about this new idea of people just
Dining out?
Eating their food at the restaurant where it's prepared.
Yeah.
They're trying to come up with new ways, new hooks, new gimmicks to get you to come and eat at the restaurant. This one restaurant is in trouble. It's called Grilled, it's a G-R-I-L-L apostrophe D.
Mm-hmm.
They have an idea. Food is served on grass-covered tables. This is a unique dining experience to promote farm-to-table dining. Not AstroTurf.
Sod.
This is real grass. Sod. Yes. The table is covered in sod.
So that you're having what? You put down a little a little picnic blanket and is that
it's
the
a
idea?
It's a table.
Yeah.
So and they're small little tables.
Mm-hmm.
So you're eating on like your food is on grass.
But even when I go to even if I'm at a picnic, I don't just put the food on the grass.
You sure don't. You sure don't.
Unless you're just like picking ants out of the grass and eating them.
Yep. Unless you're an anteater, there's no reason for you to do this. People wondering, do they water under the tables? Do they bring out do sprinklers open up at some point?
Hey, there's a sprinkler on my table.
I know the sprinkler's on. Get off of my meal.
Sprinkler's on.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Get off my meal.
Who thought this was a good idea? But this is a new way to get. I guess we're talking about it, so yeah, that works. Yeah. But
yeah, but what does that count for?
That's a good point.
A lot of people get mentioned and they still go under. You know, a lot of people get national attention for 5 seconds and then it's over.
Like Richard Haney, science detective.
Well, we do have that 10-year celebration coming up, so I wouldn't put him in that category.
You guys said...
We did it for the show.
We did it for the show. They're working on a new drug that will make cow poo less smelly. This has just been approved. A drug they'll give cows so that their poo doesn't stink so bad. U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved a drug which reduces the amount of ammonia that's released in cow manure. This feels to me like the thing that's going to turn us into zombies. Like, the food
Maybe
chain...
It stinks for a reason. Let's leave it alone.
Tests show that this product is safe for cattle and for consumers.
Everyone's just going to start stepping in cow pies now because they have no idea that they're there.
But it does make the beef a little tougher.
Well...
So are you okay with that? Tougher beef, but you don't have to smell...
Tougher beef in that they put up a bigger fight, or...
Everybody's dad does the joke when you're out in the country and it smells like poo.
Smells like money.
Smells like money. That's like one of the original all-time dad jokes, right?
Well, yes. Or if you're a farmer would certainly say that.
My dad wasn't a farmer by any stretch of the
imagination.
But he would
still say that, huh?
You know what that is, boys? That's the smell of money. Well, now watch me take this hill real hard, real fast, so you boys can get a little thrill back in the back seat.
Well, then get a load of this. If you think
here's a million-dollar idea, Pop.
If you think that smells like money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Five.
Number five.
Get a load of this. Literally.
Literally.
And by load, I mean literally. Finally, number five. A man in Utah is dead at the age of 55. Gary Giles, dead from rabies. The first death from rabies since 1944.
Huh.
He likely contracted the disease from bats that he and his widow handled.
Once a bat handler?
She says, quote, "The bats would lick our fingers, almost like they could taste the saltiness of our fingers, but they never bit us." Right, but rabies can be contracted through saliva of an infected animal. So just having a bat
no
lick you...
No one's died of rabies since 1944?
Well, it's...
Then why are these dogs getting shots for it?
I think he's the first man in Utah to die since 1944.
And bat rabies.
Yeah. So well, no, rabies.
And they're getting specific. Bat rabies.
Yeah.
And not bitten bat rabies, but, you know, licked rabies.
He was getting licked by bats.
Yeah.
And now he's dead. A GoFundMe page has been set up to pay for medical and funeral expenses. I have a hard time summoning up any sympathy. And I know this makes me a bad person. You died because you let bats lick your fingertips. Like, sorry, man. That's your thing. That's not my thing. Am I a jerk? Am I a bad guy for not feeling sorry for this guy?
I don't know. People are asking for money everywhere.
Passed away on Sunday. Contracted rabies from bats he and his widow would let land on their hands and lick them. The bats were even allowed to walk around in their beds. The widow says, "The bats never hurt us, and we were always catching them in our hands and releasing them outside because you hear all the time about how bats are good for the insect population and you don't want to hurt them."
So they weren't their pets. They just left the windows open.
Or lived deep underground. I don't understand.
Chicken of the cave.
Taken off life support on Sunday, the effects of the rabies left him with no brain activity for days.
Well, then he's not missing much.
According to the family, during his last 24 hours that he was able to speak, he was in a delusional state. Jeez. That's rough.
Not the best.
No. 7,000 cases of rabies in animals are reported to federal officials each year.
Okay, so
human rabies, though, is incredibly rare. There have only been 56 cases of diagnosed rabies since 1990. They say if you're bit by a rabid animal, instead of waiting for symptoms to show up, which could take days, months, or even a year, just go ahead and get some treatments.
Well, which is what I would probably do.
You know, I think he got it from when the bats would just come and lick his fingers. They liked his salty fingers.
They wouldn't leave him alone.
The bats were all over him. It was crazy.
He ate a lot of fried chicken, though, in their defense.
I can't even be mad at these. Can't even be mad at these
bats. He was a real fan of finger foods. So... He wouldn't want
so and take that for what it's worth, I guess.
He was religious about not washing his hands as well.
The bats really enjoyed his filthy hands. Well, now he's dead. Thoughts and prayers, I guess. I think that's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Which has been brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Fall is here. Enjoy one of their fall drinks, including a chai tea latte or a pumpkin cheesecake latte, a great combination of pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. Also try one of their super tasty protein pucks packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. I think we've got a new member. We'll have to check into that for tomorrow's show. As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Make sure you bookmark that for all your purchases during the holiday season. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients, guaranteed, oven roasted in the shop daily. Their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses, absolutely delicious. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And if you're having a get together, let Capriati's do all the work. If you're there just for lunch, dinner, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, Brian. Want to get the rock out of here?
Rock yeah.